views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to your vibrant and powerful self so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. My guest today is Rebecca Bedford, a body positive activist and self-acceptance champion. In 2013, she started her YouTube blog channel called Being an SSBBW. When she noticed that other videos talking about people of extended size were all hosted by men, and she just knew that that had to be corrected. She uses her platform to reach out to those who struggle with self-love and self-acceptance. Today, Rebecca is here to talk to us about learning how to feel comfortable in your own skin, exactly as you are right now. Rebecca, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, very excited to have you here with us. So why don't we start by having you share a bit of your journey of self-acceptance? You shared a bit of it with me the other day, and it's quite moving.
When I was, I've always been overweight ever since I was a kid. And when I was around 18 or 19 years old, I had a kind of a life-changing moment. I was out to dinner with my sister in a restaurant. And while we're in the restaurant, there was a table of college boys there. And like for the 45 minutes to an hour, they just sat there and made fun of me the whole time. And it really impacted me. It made me feel, because, you know, at that age, you're still trying to figure out who you are and what you want to be, and especially how you view yourself and your own confidence. And for that experience really kind of put me a few steps back. And I became somewhat of a hermit. And I cut off, you know, ties with my friends and my family. And I just stayed inside my house all the time, except for when I went to work, which was third shift all by myself in a big empty building. And during this time, it was very dark. And it was probably for about 7 to 8 years that I was living this life of isolation. That it got even worse. I remember one time I was so scared to have anybody see me because I thought to be fat meant like I was a drain on society, that I was subhuman. And I didn't want to force anybody to have to see me. And I remember one time driving down the road and so desperately needing gas in my car, and every single gas station that I went to had people in it. And I was running out of gas and I had such a panic attack. And I remember pulling off to the side of the road and thinking, I can't live this way. Like this isn't living. So I thought that I needed to have weight loss surgery. Something needed to change. And I went to my insurance company and they said, you don't have any high blood pressure or diabetes or anything. So we're going to require you to go see a therapist for 6 months and go see your doctor for 6 months. And after that, we'll see if you're a viable candidate. And it was evident very early on in the therapy that I had a lot of issues I needed to work through. And I was not a candidate for weight loss surgery. And that kind of started my path of learning to work through my past issues, work through my food addiction, and learning to accept who I am. And although therapy wasn't the end all and be all of this process, I had to continue that on my own. And that got me to learning to look within myself, learning what my truth is and living my truth. And that brought me to pretty much where I'm at today.
Wow. And so now you are out there. I mean, you're not just out there, you're vlogging and you're...
Yes, I know. I'm like everywhere.
Really yourself out there. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, if somebody would have told me 10 years ago that this is where I would be, I would have laughed them out of the room. Like, there's just no way. But once I learned who I was and accepted who I was and learned what my truth was for me, I was able to live the life that I need for myself. Yes. And not live for what other people wanted me to do. And that, it's not an easy road, and it definitely was a process. So now I take what I have learned and what I deal with on a daily basis, and I speak to that to other people so that they might learn that they too can live their life out loud in the world, no matter what stage of self-acceptance that they're at or where they're at in their lives, that they have that permission to live their truth.
Oh, beautiful. Such a great topic. And I think one that probably every single woman can relate to in some way, right? Because we are just, we're so hard on ourselves and we're so hard on each other. And we have all this fake, you know, the fake, what do they call it when they fix up a picture of a person?
Like the filters and...
Yeah, photoshopped.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When they photoshopped... And all these, it's so sad. The messages that we're receiving all the time. And I love that this is turning around.
Yes.
So let's break down some of, I think a lot of what you just said is probably going to come up again through the questions that we're going to go through, but it's worth it because it's such an important thing for people to really get.
Right.
Before we do though, I am sure some people are wondering, so what is SBBW.
So I know I get that a lot. When I was first getting into coming out of my skin, you know, coming out of into the world, I wanted to find other people like me. And so I was Googling, like, you know, big women or extended sizes. And this term kept coming up and up over and over again, which was BBW, which is big, beautiful woman. And you kind of hear that in the mainstream now. I think Drake did a song on BBWs and stuff like that. But I also found these terms called supersize big, beautiful woman. And that just means by definition, like Urban Dictionary has it, where it's 350 pounds and higher. I don't like these terms, but I use them because they're well-known in the community. And when I first started doing my vlogging, I used that term because I wanted to target other SSBBWs like myself and be able to connect with them. So that's why I use being an SSBBW. So it's just being me, being an extended size out in the world.
Yes. I totally agree. Overall, I do not like labels. I don't think anyone should be put into a box anywhere, anytime. However, there is sometimes an underlying piece that comes with it. And you can see with the BBW and the SSBBW, sometimes it gives you a place to belong or at least to start to belong.
Absolutely.
And then from there, you know, flower into whoever you're meant to be.
Absolutely.
Nice. So let's go back then to the topic of self-acceptance. Why do you think self-acceptance is so important for all of us?
From my perspective and what I've gone through, I learned that there was no way for me to be successful in anything in my life until I learned to look inward and accept the good and the bad of who I am. And that is actually very difficult for most humans to be able to sit with yourself alone and do a real raw inventory on who you are as a person, how you behave, what your outlook is, and to be able to do that and then say, okay, all of these things are working for me, but all of these things aren't. And then break that down and take those steps to change the things that you're willing to change or accept the consequences of what you're not. And to look inward and then be self-accepting of who you are completely, then you can go ahead and step out in the world confidently and you're going to have that success. So if I look at it in terms of, say, my food addiction, I needed to, one, recognize that I had one. I couldn't be in denial about it. I had to say, this was an issue that I'm struggling with. Mm-hmm. Am I going to just accept the fact that I have a food addiction and not take any steps to change it? Or what steps am I going to take to change it? And then deal with the consequences of either way. And that's what I did. And when I went through all these steps, and it wasn't just for my food addiction, it was for how I dealt with things emotionally, how I wanted to succeed professionally, how I wanted to deal with relationships within my family and my friends. When I went through this whole process one by one, I got to that place for myself where I can look in the mirror and say, I love you exactly as you are today. And I know that there are things that we need to work on, but I can't work on those things and be successful in those things until I love me completely, faults and all, because, you know, that's the human condition. We're not perfect. We are going to have faults. We are going to struggle. We do have those dark places within ourselves that we have to deal with. And beating ourselves up about that is not going to allow ourselves to change and be the better versions that we need for who we are, not for what other people think we should be. And that's why I feel like self-acceptance is so very important for all people.
Nice. I mean, there is so much there that we can dig into. But I think it's so beautiful for people to really hear that message, because like you say, we aren't perfect, although I believe that we are perfect in the role of being ourselves.
Right. And
we can fully accept that. We can say, you know what? I am perfect just the way I am. It doesn't mean I shouldn't grow. I often say, you know, a little baby is perfect, but it doesn't mean that they shouldn't grow and learn and evolve.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I love that you shone a light on that. Mm-hmm. So is that what you refer to or what you mean when you're talking about body positive, or is that a little bit different?
Body positive is a little bit more, I guess, focused when I do my vlog. It is the beginning was more focused for people who are plus size or extended sizes, because that's really big in the mainstream right now, learning to be out in the world and being plus. And there's a lot of negative pushback on that. So right. I do like to speak about being body positive, no matter what your weight is. But I think it's important to note that it's not just weight. People have scars. People have, you know, deformities that are different. To be body positive is just literally to love yourself exactly as you are, not because you're not pigeonholed into this version of what society thinks you should look like. And with social media, that's really difficult, right? Because every time you go on, there's another beautiful picture of somebody who's doing Photoshop or filters, or, you know, everyone's showing their very best side of themselves. And you look at these pictures and it's very easy to start hating on who you are. That you don't look like these people, that you don't have this kind of lifestyle. You don't have all these things. And that's why I think body positive needs to be something that we all need to look at, no matter what your size is. Learning to love your body. Everybody's different. Everybody has their faults, quote unquote faults. And you should embrace that. Being different is wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. And that's why I like to talk about body positivity.
Nice. So can you share a tool or two that can help a person shift their perspective about themselves?
What I like to do is first is that inventory, which I like to say is like meditation, being able to, and it's not necessarily just sitting, you know, in a meditation pose and just clearing your mind of all things, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, doing things that you love, like, you know, there are a lot of people do like coloring or painting or reading or something just quiet within yourself. And then looking into yourself, like, these are the things that are bothering me lately. These are the things that I'm not liking. These are the negative thoughts that I'm having. And looking into that and saying, okay, step one, I'm having all these thoughts. I'm having all these feelings. And then when you find out what those things are that are bothering you, writing that down and then saying, okay, next step number two, what action steps can I take to fix it? Like, am I okay with this current situation as it is? Am I okay with dealing with how I'm feeling about it? Because we can stay in that spot, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easier to stay in that spot of being uncomfortable or in that spot of not being able to get out of it. And then saying, okay, I'm ready to move on from that, or I'm okay with staying here. And then taking those action steps. Like for me, for my food addiction, you know, you get into this thought pattern that goes around it. It's not just necessarily eating a lot of food. It's all the steps that go with it, right?
Right.
So what I needed to do to stop when I got into this obsessive way of thinking, there were two tools that I learned. And maybe some people who have dealt with this, they know these things. Having a rubber band around your wrist. Mm-hmm. So that when you feel like you're starting to get obsessive about something, snapping that band to help bring yourself out of it.
Right. Skipping the record, I often call it.
Yeah. Yes. So you can skip that record. You can stop and be like, okay, this is what's happening. You know, you've just snapped your band. Now you've just interrupted the thought pattern. There was also another tool of tapping. So tapping your wrist, tapping your collarbone, tapping your temple, just tapping like pressure points around your body. Mm-hmm. That also helps stop the thought pattern. Another way that you can do it is something even simple, like deciding that you're going to go and do something healthy for yourself, going to take a walk, take time out away from the kids, away from work, go watch a movie by yourself, go read a book, go paint a picture, go do something for you, for not anybody else.
Right.
And that also helps interrupt that thought pattern.
Nice. You know, it blows my mind how this is so relevant always for all of us in so many ways. I mean, for me, mine has been my liver. And just recently, I was twigged to this by a book that I read. And so I actually did a show on it because it just opened my eyes to so much. But it got me thinking like, okay, am I willing to continue living this way? I've been trying for, you know, 30 years to fix things, to change mm-hmm. things, to be healthier. And I look healthy. I just mm-hmm. am not. And I look healthy by society standards.
Right.
So it's just so interesting to me how the same ideas, the same tools come up for all of us, and we all need to use them for different reasons at different times in our lives. So
absolutely.
Yeah, love it. And tapping, EFT, as it's often referred to, but tapping is one of my favorite ways for interrupting a pattern. I mm-hmm. love it. I think that's just fantastic.
Yes.
So what changes have you noticed in your own life as a result of becoming body positive, or, you know, falling in love with yourself again?
When I fell in love with myself, the entire world opened to me, literally. Mm-hmm. Because being a hermit for many years, you're literally trapped inside. You don't go yes. out. I now get to live a life. I go to restaurants, I go to movies, I actually got on a plane. I gave myself permission to go and travel. When I stopped saying, I can't do X, Y, and Z because I'm fat, and said, I can do anything no matter what size I am, I'm literally doing everything. I got out of the job that I wasn't happy at. I'm doing all of the things that I love. I have such an incredible network of friends and people that support me. Once I allowed myself to engage in friendships and dating, I have this platform. I am literally living the dream.
Nice.
Just by giving myself permission to live and be human and not take on other people's ideology and their energy, which is very important, because when you do live your life for yourself, loving who you are, you know, other people can't understand it, because yes. oftentimes a lot of people are dealing with it themselves. And so they want to throw hate your way. And just like those guys who made fun of me for an hour in the restaurant. And now I can hear those types of things and smile and know that that's their stuff. I mean, that's their thoughts. Those are their opinions. I don't need to take that on for me. And when I realized that I don't need to take on other people's energy and ideology, I was able to live my life freely and fully. And now I'm literally doing everything that I ever could imagine that I ever wanted to. And it's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing. And we have to dig a little bit deeper into that one because it is one of my questions. Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking about, you know, so often moms feel like they're being watched, like they're being judged by others. You know, they're out yes. in the shopping center with their child and their child's misbehaving. And, you know, the way they would normally correct at home, they're just not sure if that's what they should do here. You know, they just know others are staring at them. And I know that you're not a mom, but I also know that you deal with this judgment and you just referred to it, other people judging you on a regular basis. So let's dig into that just a little bit more. What else could you give them as ideas, things that you've done to help you in that moment where you see that person staring at you, pointing at you, making mm-hmm. fun of you, whatever the case might be?
I just take a moment because we're all human. So the very first thing we have that reaction, the emotions that flare up of feeling less than, or we judge ourselves, or we initially take on what they're saying or thinking. So what I do is I just take a breath. I just breathe deep and I remind myself, I am completely in control of how I think and how I feel. And if I want to take on what they're saying, then I'm giving them that power over me. Mm-hmm. So taking that secondary breath, like, okay, I'm confident in who I am. I know that this is what I need to do. This is who I am. I'm going to go do this thing. And I'm not going to take on what they're saying. It's not ignoring what they're saying. It's just realizing, even though they're vocalizing what they're doing or their stares or their pointing or everything, that's none of my business. What other people think is not any of my business. What I think is my business. Am I currently, like you said, like with your child, you know, dealing with a misbehaving child, am I doing what I know is right for me and my child? Mm-hmm. If then it doesn't matter what somebody else is going to think. It doesn't matter. And that's hard to do sometimes, to get to that place of not caring what somebody else is thinking. But take that deep breath. Realize, be self-assured that you are doing what is right for you. You are doing what is right for your family and your child, and you continue living your life. Do not allow somebody else to have power over you. Nice. Give yourself that power and live your truth in your life, your way.
Beautiful. So, you know, one of my books is called Standing in Your Power. Mm-hmm. And that was just a beautiful little summary of, you know, what it's about. Like, it's not up to you to decide other people's opinions. And right. we talk a lot about mirroring on this show. And so those people that are judging you or making fun of you are often doing it because they've got something going on for themselves. Right. And it doesn't mean you have to feel sorry for them or anything. It exactly. just means it doesn't need to matter to you at all. So that and ego, I think, is such a big thing because it's our ego that responds, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's also our ego that gets hurt.
Yeah. So, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you might have already shared this, but I always like to ask if you have a favorite trick, tip, or practice that helps you to be vibrant.
Living my truth all of the time, being 100% authentically me, not censoring who I am to fit other people's needs. Nice. And I feel like that is the most important thing that we all need to do, because oftentimes in this world, we try to shape ourselves to be what other people want us to be. But living your truth, your way, is the best way to be vibrant, in my opinion.
Nice. And you know, that translates too into raising our kids, right? Allowing them to be who they are, who they're meant to be. And, right. you know, trusting that, you know, their journey is their journey. So, that is just fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I want people to know that they can find out more about you by going to your website, which is beingansssbbw.com. And now we all know what that means. So it will stick a bit more.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can also look up her YouTube channel, which has the same name, Being an SSBBW. And you have quite a few videos.
Oh, yes, I have quite a few. And we usually do weekly. I've been ill the last few weeks, so I haven't had one up there. But we also have a podcast, Being an SSBBW. And we do partner and do things with other people in the body positive movement. In fact, we are going to be having a video and pod series come up with Bold Magazine. They're a plus size magazine. We're going to be having that come out later in February. So yeah, lots of content, lots of good tools to help live your truth.
Nice. And hopefully people have really picked up from this show that you don't have to be an SSBBW in order to benefit from the things that Rebecca is sharing. I mean,
exactly.
This is real life. And so, Rebecca, we have about 30 seconds left. Did you have any last little nugget that you would like to leave the audience with?
Just what I said before, live your truth, live your life your way, and everything else will follow the way it's supposed to.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining with us today and sharing your wisdom and your story about self-acceptance. I know a lot of people benefited by hearing it, mm-hmm. and I love what you're doing in the world. So please keep it up.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
You are very welcome. Thank you to you, my wonderful listeners. I so appreciate you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Rebecca Bedford, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.